Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking a little bit more about kindness. And my general rule for kindness is the more random and the more regular, the better. We all could be doing a little bit more to be a little bit kinder, and wouldn't the world just be an incredible place? A lot of evidence suggests that when we give, we receive. We experience an enhanced sense of well-being, we experience joy, we feel good about ourselves, and we feel more connected to the people and community that we live in when we're on the giving end. But there's also a really strong case for looking at, you know, receiving kindness as well. But I want to start with this week's mind game. When was your last random act of kindness? If it's not immediately evident, I'd suggest you add that to your to-do list for today. Remember that when we talk about, you know, random acts of kindness, these can be as little as a compliment, a nice comment to a coworker, someone you walk past in the street, or even a smile at a set of traffic lights are all, you know, really, really accessible ways that we can look beyond ourselves and make the world a little bit of a kinder place and hopefully give someone else a gift along the way. Now, receiving kindness. This is a really, really interesting area. And often when we're on the receiving end of kindness, of one of these random acts of kindness, we tend to find ourselves on a spectrum. Some people receive kindness well and they feel good. Other people can actually feel a little bit uncomfortable. Receiving kindness can be quite a difficult thing for them. And probably this stems from some picture of that they have of themselves and their worth or their value to others. It might be about their core beliefs about who they are in the world, or it could be just about their role. That sometimes we actually get in the role of being the one that's giving the kindness, and we feel really, really comfortable in as a giver. So when we're on the receiving end, it can be a bit of a challenging thing. So I guess whenever we're on the receiving end, or when, you know, we're likely to be on the receiving end of some kindness from others, it's a good opportunity to kind of explore, to be aware, to connect with where we're actually at. Because the research says that obviously the more likely we are to be able to receive kindness, the happier we are. And that this might actually also give us benefits in other areas of life if we're a bit kinder to ourselves through this process, then that's important as well. And I'd actually encourage everyone out there in listener land to turn this on its head as well and consider that when we receive kindness, we actually give as well. We give others an opportunity to repay maybe the kindness that we've shown them. We give validation to others' view of us and maybe the role that we've played in their life. We give benefit to others because they get a benefit when they give kindness. And we also give ourselves a little bit of a break. And I think we all probably could do that a little bit better. So, receive the gift that keeps on giving this week with Mind Games.